My goodness.
You're special.
Bernard is special. And you are special.
Oh my God.
Catherine's special.
Everybody is special.
Everybody is special. That's right. Yeah. We'll talk about that
it's
today.
Just, it's the way it is.
Yeah.
On Special Soul Sunday.
Special Soul Sunday.
It is the plan, yeah, of righteousness.
Your feel good ministry from Big Juju.
Well, that's it.
And here are your hosts for Special Soul Sunday.
Here we go.
Pastor Bernard Ferner.
That's you.
And Pastor Catherine Damiana Malou.
That's me.
Special Soul Sunday.
Oh my goodness. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Damiana Malou, and welcome to Special Soul Sunday.
Hello, everybody. Are you done now? Because, hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Bernard Ferner. Welcome to Special Soul Sunday with an amazing show we have
so
today.
Amazing.
This is the day the Lord has made. We're going to be going over all kinds of real God-inspired topics today and give you plenty of opportunities. If you don't have the chance right now, you will have plenty of opportunities throughout the show today to send in your Lord-endorsed funds.
Good.
So try to listen to everything we say. But in the meantime, while you're listening to the program, go and find that wallet, that checkbook,
that's a good idea. Yeah.
You know, get on your phone or your desktop computer.
Get ready
to send in the money.
Because
today
ready.
We got amazing miracles from God that happen instantly. The instant miracle.
I love that.
Those are the letters I am.
I am.
Isn't that good? Instant miracle. I am the instant miracle.
When
you send in your Lord endorsed funds, send in all your money now.
Wow.
And get ready for the instant miracle to add favor and blessings and grace to your life. And that is what this prosperity gospel is about.
Yes.
Why would you want a gospel of scarcity?
I don't know.
God is everything in the universe. God created everything.
Yeah.
Everything is not the same as scarcity.
That's
and that's
right.
What we're going to be talking about today, using cross-citation and bibliotechnics. Isn't that right, Pastor Catherine?
It is, Pastor Pernod. We are talking about today, people. Listen up, people. We're talking about the difference between everything and nothing.
That's right.
Prosperity and scarcity. I am the instant miracle.
That's right.
I am ready to receive. Repeat after me.
I am.
The instant miracle.
The instant miracle.
I am. Ready to receive.
I am.
One. In Christ Jesus. And the Pharisees aren't.
Screw them.
Amen.
Oh, that was beautiful. For our first incantation.
Yes.
Before we start the process of the instant miracle. I am the instant miracle.
I am ready to receive prosperity
and favor.
That's right.
From God. After I send in all my money.
Send in that money.
The law of prosperity says.
Yeah.
What we grow grows.
Mm.
What we kill dies.
Oh my gosh.
Now, how many of you out there are interested more in growing what you're growing than killing what you're killing?
People.
Because that's what we're talking about today. I see, you know, when pastor go out in the short bus of Blessed Souls Ministry for Special Soul Sunday.
Right.
I see all kind of people out there.
All across America.
Who say they're interested in growing what they're growing. But Pernod see their behavior because I was blessed with Lord-endorsed sight.
That's right.
Okay? Yeah. Holy sight.
I love that.
Right? And I know how to be right with my life.
So powerful.
And this is a point I'm going to be making. Pern going to make a point. Pern going to make a holy point. Let's get ready for this holy point. Praise Jesus.
Come on. Listen up, people. I swear
Pern
to God.
Pern see that a lot of you out there. Say with your mouth that you're interested in growing what you want to grow, but your behavior and what you do is killing what you're killing.
Oh, God.
And
I swear.
If you're killing what you're killing, you end up being those dumb people in the Bible that the God of the Bible talks about. You always have the poor.
The sinners.
Poor
yeah.
people are interested in killing what they want to kill.
That's right.
Rather than growing what God wants you to grow. Okay.
I think that is a real important distinction. And the, you know, the poor of the world, poor in spirit. They're poor in brains. God, they're poor in a fit, tight, gorgeous body that God created. Man. Without all the fat, cellulite, dimples, and other excrement that you have on your body, like pimples.
Oh, my
gosh. Scarring.
Disgusting.
From your meth habit.
That's sick.
Like wasting away. Ugly. Facial wasting.
Ugly, ugly.
You see how people are losing that musculature in their elbows,
that's right.
In their knees,
yep.
In their ankles.
Yep.
That is not how God created your body. That
no.
is how the man-made, devil-infested world
yeah.
has infected
ugh.
Your body temple
ugh.
To convince you that
sick.
Scarcity and killing what you're killing
out.
Is prosperity. And it's just not.
Demon
Trump voters
out.
Are the poor in spirit,
demon
poor
out.
In brains, poor in beauty,
stupid.
Poor in Christ. They don't have Christ.
Hissing
Christians. Even though they're forgiven, they're so dumb.
That's right.
They don't know they're forgiven, and that's why they have the scarcity, because they
preach
either
it.
Choose not to remember the crucifixion.
Preach it.
Clear the slate. I mean, wipe the slate clean.
Totally
it's,
clean.
Here's a metaphor for the dumb people. Is it,
okay.
Pastor Perna, is it all
yes.
right if I use the metaphor?
Oh, yeah.
To explain the crucifixion and resurrection.
Absolutely.
To these Christians in name only who voted for Trump
ugh.
Or who voted for Hillary.
Because
both of them are just as bad and evil and sick and
that's
depraved.
Right. Yeah.
Is it okay if I use a metaphor?
I think so.
To hopefully get through the thick heads of these people exactly what they are. Can I do that?
Well, before we let you do that metaphor to explain people in simple language, I need to remind you to grab your wallet, grab your credit card, get on your phone or your desktop or your laptop computer and send in all your money now.
Send it in, people.
This is the first round of offering from Jesus.
So exciting.
Jesus is speaking to my heart now. Jesus wants some of you who can hear the word clearly now.
Praise it.
Send in your money now to
praise
Jesus.
It.
And Jesus will activate you first in line. You know,
oh
the first
gosh.
Will be last and the last will be first. What
I
does that mean?
I love that.
The first ones to send in their money
yes.
now will be the last ones to have to put up with the devil.
Now, oh my
is
gosh.
That praise or what? Ugh. That is praise from Jesus.
I love that.
The last in line. You know, there are so many people always
praise
being
it.
Born. If you're last in line, you know what that means. I mean, you know what that means. Pretty I got crazy, but it means you're never going to have to put up
that's
with the nonsense
right.
of the devil.
That's right.
If you are first in line to send in your money now to
oh,
Jesus,
my gosh.
You'll be the first in line to receive favor.
Don't
and
miss this opportunity.
And the fruits of the Spirit.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The righteousness of God
praise
come down.
Jesus.
And bless you with the growing of the growings
send
and
it
not
in.
The killing. Of the killings.
Send it in
praise
now.
Jesus.
Send in the money
okay,
now.
Okay, now. For those who have already started, I can see on our board that people are sending in money.
Look
good for you.
That.
Praise Jesus
wow.
in heaven's name.
Wow.
The kingdom come is blessing you
thank
now.
Thank you, Catherine.
Because you sent in your money
thank
now.
Thank you, Johnny.
See, a lot of people just get up and take their bed with them and send in their money.
Thank you, Doug,
and the
for your money.
Stay down.
Yeah.
Like the man at the pool of Bethesda.
Thank you, Marianne, for your money.
And just like the homeless people
oh,
always stay down
uh-huh.
and they stay poor. And they're killing what they're killing. What is it they're killing? They're killing their potential to have prosperity and abundance with growing with what they're growing. It's Jesus Christ. Now send in your money. Okay, Catherine, do your metaphor now.
Before I get to the metaphor that will save a lot of you from the pain and suffering
right.
of that nonsense off the devil.
Oh my gosh.
Before
yes.
I get into the metaphor that will deliver you the instant miracle,
yes.
I am right now. Before I give you that metaphor that will open the doors to the pearly gates of heaven
yes.
and save you now.
Oh my goodness.
So you can be second in line because a bunch of people have already missed the first
that's
in
right.
line opportunity. So I'm preparing you for
that's right.
before we get to the end of the program, which is in just a little bit.
You better hurry,
I am
people.
Preparing you for the second opportunity.
Hurry up.
To be second in line.
The
and
second
that's
coming.
Not that bad.
That's
I mean,
right.
the people who went first, they've already gotten the
yeah,
favor before
right.
you do. You missed out on that.
They're blessed.
You missed that opportunity. Well, you know what? I'm just going to do the metaphor early.
Okay, yes.
When Jesus died and rose from the cross, it
yes.
wiped the slate clean.
Yes.
It's kind of like wiping your ass.
Yep.
I hope the poor, stupid people out there can understand what it means to sit on the toilet, take a dump, and then wipe your ass. The people who don't recognize that Jesus has forgiven everyone, that's even right. if they're a liberal.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if they're a liberal or a Democrat.
Oh, my gosh.
Everyone is forgiven. And the people who don't recognize that everyone is forgiven and everyone is saved mm-hmm. are like the people who sit on the pot, take a dump, and forget to wipe.
That's
and
right.
they go through the rest of their life smelling like a pile of,
yeah.
well,
yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
the metaphor. And right now, I'm opening up right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the second opportunity
oh my
to
gosh.
Sending all your money to Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Because the bankers and these Jewish bankers
oh,
have taken
right.
over the world.
That's
we know
right.
what I'm talking about. Okay.
That's
the
right.
Rothschilds, the Rockefeller,
that's
the Federal
right.
Reserve.
Yeah.
None of this is mentioned in the Bible.
The deep state.
In terms of what should be allowed to happen
that's
for
right.
prosperity.
That's right,
okay.
That's right.
I am the instant miracle.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the second opportunity.
Send it
it's
in
right
now.
People. Send in your money now if you want that second chance. God is all about a second chance.
That's
isn't
right.
He?
That's the whole Bible talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
That's
now,
right.
how bad would you feel if Jesus came back and looked directly at you? I mean, can you imagine this scenario? Jesus comes back the second time around and stands
oh.
right in front of you like he descends from the heavens.
Oh, hell.
Stands in front of you and gives you that look that goes, mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
You had a chance to send in
oh,
all your money.
That's right.
I mean, you had more than one chance
yeah.
with Pastor Bernard Ferner and
mm-hmm.
Pastor Catherine Demianamalu.
Oh, I tell you.
On
ya.
Special Soul Sunday, you had more than one chance.
Well, this is it.
More than one opportunity, oh. and you sat there like a dead lump.
I tell you.
A dead lump. And speaking of dead lumps,
you know, I
most
got a story
people in the
on
world
that.
Who
yeah.
are the hypocrites and the Pharisees and the sinners
oh, yeah.
who don't recognize the slate has been wiped clean for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is saved.
Yeah.
So you can just drop your judgment now like a turd in the toilet. Because you know what? If you're saved, you won't have the tar varmints.
That's right.
You won't have the panty skids.
That's right.
Or the titty skids.
That's what I was just going to say.
You won't have any skids in your life slowing you down. You can fly smoothly.
I love that.
And not leave any trace
mm-hmm.
of sin
mm.
or filth
mm-hmm.
or germs or dust bunnies. And the point that Perna making now is the second chance is now. The second chance is
oh,
now to send in your money.
I am.
Jesus. Before he comes back.
Instant miracle.
He looks at you and you're going to feel embarrassed. If you didn't get up now,
oh, I swear
send
to God.
In your money now.
Yeah.
And get in the second opportunity, the second line for the second coming it's, of more
yeah.
favor in your life with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Send in the money, people, so we can save people.
Yes. It's open now, right here, right now. As I'm saying this, you can continue listening to the blessings I'm delivering on behalf of Lord Jesus while
now.
You get your
That's
money
right.
and send it in now.
Yep.
Don't miss this second opportunity. It's happening right now.
Come on,
as
people.
You hear this, you need to send in your money.
Oh my gosh.
Call to action. Call to action. Take the action. Take
send
the action.
Send it in now.
Because grace
people.
Is an action. Blessing
oh,
is an action.
That's right.
Prosperity is an action.
I love this.
Is an action. And poor people don't take any
I
action.
I love that. Here to give applause.
Okay,
to
there.
Jesus.
I'm just going to lay it out like a turd in the toilet.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You think that you should have favor, but you didn't wipe your ass.
Yep.
You think you should have a better job, but you didn't wipe your
poor
ass.
Poor people don't
you think
take
you should
action.
Have more of this, a better that, but
That's
you
right.
didn't wipe your ass. And what does that mean when I say you didn't wipe your ass? Now, most of you who are the poor people don't wipe your ass.
They don't take action.
Literally
yeah.
and metaphorically,
poor
you don't remember that you've been
That's
saved.
Right. That's right.
You've been set free from the prison of the dungeon in hell.
Look at that
of
scripture.
Scarcity,
right yeah,
where
right.
you focus all your time and your energy trying to kill what you want to kill rather than growing what God wants you to grow.
That's right.
And this is the story. Now I'm going to tell the story about the dead lump.
Oh, good. This is good.
I know
this
someone
good.
Who was so badly burned on the outside. He, she no longer had any limbs.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't tell what the original racial was of this person because their skin was totally burned off.
My
so they
gosh.
Didn't have skin color.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Couldn't tell if they were black or white or Jew or Greek or male or female.
Wow. Yeah.
All of their genitals were burned off.
Yep.
All of their limbs were burned off.
Oh.
Even their head was burned off.
That's amazing, yeah.
They were literally just a dead lump
Sad.
In a wheelchair.
Sad.
And when we gave the blessing prayer to them,
oh my goodness, it turned around.
They missed the first opportunity when we were preaching to them. They missed the first opportunity to send in all their money. But we gave them a second chance, like the second coming of Jesus. Ugh. That's the whole point of today's show.
People. It turned around. Yeah.
Your first opportunity. Most of you take your first opportunity to kill what you want to kill. The second opportunity comes around to grow what God wants you to grow.
Oh my God.
We gave her that second chance.
Gave it to her.
And that dead lump was a dead lump in a chair that happened to move.
Praise
and she
Jesus.
Rose up and it turned into a beautiful national speaker.
I love this story.
Who now makes millions of dollars.
Oh my
now
God.
Ask yourself.
Love this.
How is it that you, who still have your skin and all of your arms and your fingers, all of your legs and your feet and your toes, all of your genitals, all of your skin. Why is it that when people still have all of that, they live a poor life, a poorly life in poverty? And this dead lump in a wheelchair that now happens to move and is making millions.
She did it.
Okay.
That's right.
Why is it that she's a millionaire and you're still a dead lump?
Oh, God.
What's that about? Here's the third opportunity, because the second one was already passed.
It's
up.
Right
I think
now.
We've already blown through the quota for
we're
Jesus
making millions.
On that second coming.
That's right.
The second opportunity to send in all your money. This is the third opportunity right now. It's happening right now.
Love
on
it.
This show, there are only three opportunities
to
send in all your money, and we will continue the show by giving blessings and prayers to people who need it, who are still trying to kill what they're killing instead of growing what God wants you to grow. And that's all I have to say on that. This is the third opportunity is open now.
While this third opportunity is open now, I'm going to read scripture that I know the poor people won't understand because that's how dumb they are. That's why, you know, woe be unto you, wicked sinners
that's
and Pharisees, whitewashed tombs covered in dead men's
all
bones. You know, get up and take your bed with you.
Yep.
You know, they don't know who they are.
They
that's why they're dumb.
No,
that's why they will always be poor. They wipe their ass in their mind, but not in actuality.
Not in reality.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that's why it smells so bad.
Tie it all together here in
here we go.
1 Chronicles, verse
oh,
Chronicles.
I love
how
this.
Do you want to say it? Because I know the Trump people don't know how to read the Bible.
No,
they don't even know how to utter the phrases from the Bible.
No,
so
they don't.
Speak both the languages, the incorrect biblical language and the correct biblical language.
I'm just going to do my
so
nails.
So we can bring everybody into the kingdom of heaven. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, there's no silence. Now, Pernod, begin here with 1 Chronicles. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kena, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah.
I feel that, yeah.
We all know what that means.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I'm going to go now to another book in the Bible, continue this holy word. Psalm 38. Oh, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have pierced me and your hand has come down upon me.
Good heavens.
Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to
bear. I'm looking at my scripture for the next
my
part.
My wounds fester. How many of you don't even know how to spell the word fester?
Oh, shit.
Bernie has met so many people across the United States of America with our bombs and guns, and people think that fester is the name of their next-door neighbor. It's not fester, it's Lester. Idiots. So anyway, my wounds fester and are loathsome.
I'm looking at my scripture
for
my next
segment. Can you spell spell?
Oh,
no,
shit.
Of course you can't.
See, I've torn these two pages of the Bible.
I am bowed down and brought very low.
God.
All day long. I go about mourning.
This Bible is
my back
cheap.
Is filled with searing pain.
This Bible is really cheap, this Bible paper.
I am feeble and utterly crushed.
Give me some of that.
I groan in anguish of heart. Now that word right there, anguish, a lot of people read that as English. I groan in English of heart. That don't make no sense.
I'm just going to
use
that
don't make no sense. That's nonsense off the devil getting into your
I'm
brain.
Using scotch tape to
you
tape
the
pages
of
that I tore
the
Bible.
Varmints, the windy comfortables.
Shit.
Okay. We don't need that. Come on. Let's pay attention. Burn in now. Send in your money. All my longings lie open before you, O Lord.
I
and then
don't
it goes out. You can continue that.
Is my mic on?
Time, Psalms 38.
Oh my
because
God.
Now, Pastor, going to continue on with the next point, aren't you, Pastor Catherine?
I am, but I am trying to. I've had a few biblical technical difficulties here. I have been tearing through the Bible, literally.
Oh my God.
On.
What are you doing?
Okay, I'm just... Oh, God. I have this scotch tape. Magic scotch tape. There we go. Okay. I have repaired...
Oh, my God.
...the messages...
Oh, my God.
...of the pages that I tore out in the Bible.
Well, good.
I was so... I was getting a download from Jesus about what we should do right now. This is just off the top of my head.
Oh, my gosh.
From... White Jesus is telling me we should have a fourth opportunity right now before the show is over. Okay. We're opening up the fourth opportunity. That's why I was so vigorously turning the pages and I tore a few of them out of the Bible because I couldn't believe Jesus would allow us a second chance.
Oh, my gosh.
A second.
I love that.
Second chance.
That's amazing.
For the instant miracle. I am the instant miracle of prosperity. Yes. Send in your money right now.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
Is the fourth opportunity, the second chance.
I love this pink squishy. Pink squishy time. The pink squishy is filled with happiness for all the Christians who are going to read the Bible and receive prosperity and favor and praise. And we are just apparently clearing his throat.
Dear.
You know, sometimes the devil sends a tickle into your throat. You ever notice that?
I hate that.
The devil does not want you to speak the words of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Send in all your money now. It's the second coming. Pink Squishy is
it's
happy.
It's the second
is
coming.
Happy. Catherine is here.
Send it
and
in.
Jesus loves you and your sins are going away. And there's no need to be killing what you're killing. You need to be growing what you want to grow.
Uh-huh.
What God wants you to grow, okay?
Uh-huh.
You need to be growing what you're growing instead of killing what you're killing.
Mm.
And that's the whole point of the instant miracle. I'm seeing now on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebook, we've got Joanne here.
Wow.
Thank you for allowing me the first opportunity. I sent my money in during the first opportunity today on your show, Pastor Pernod. And already I am... oh my gosh, listen, look at this.
Look at that.
She went to her mailbox after she sent in her Lord endorsed offerings with her Christ Christian funds.
Oh my gosh.
In the first opportunity
to hear that.
The show today, she went out to her mailbox and
listen.
Checks were waiting for her.
Oh my gosh.
She's opened them up and she has taken them to the bank right now. That is an instant miracle. Right here on Special
I love
Sunday.
This.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
look
my
at that.
God. This is amazing. Okay, I've got one here just coming off the transom. Let me read this. Okay.
Let's go.
Mark says.
Mark.
Thank you, Pastor Pernod Ferner and Pastor Catherine. Special
it.
Soul Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get in at the last minute on the second offering on your show today.
That's good.
I sent in as much money as I possibly could.
Thank you, Mark.
I even used
three
credit cards.
Uh-huh.
Tell your call screener that I really appreciate.
Sheila Doo.
That's you, Sheila Doo.
That's right, Sheila. That's Sheila.
So I really appreciate being able to offer my Lord endorsed funds for the second offering.
Oh my gosh.
As soon as I hung up the phone with your screener.
Oh, what happened?
This is a long one. This is good.
What happened?
Soon as I hung up the phone with your screener, I went to my email box.
Oh my gosh. What?
And, oh wow.
What?
I got an email from the IRS.
Oh my gosh.
Through this nice man in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And all my taxes that I owed were. I can't read that word.
Let me see that.
And turned around or something. I'm not
turned
sure.
Around.
He has
just turned around.
Pretty bad grammar, but that's. Yeah. But the good news is.
Keep listening.
He says the nice man in Nigeria says I now have hundreds of thousands of dollars waiting for me in a bank account.
Oh my gosh.
That I just have to click on the link and access those funds in the Nigerian bank account that the IRS.
Oh my gosh.
Did their thing. Thank you, Mark, for that amazing story.
That's amazing.
This is what we're talking about, people. This is what we're talking about.
This is the stuff.
You send in your Lord-endorsed funds.
This is how it works.
To Special Soul Sunday, and you get the instant miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's instant. Okay, you want your life to turn around?
Right now.
You get the instant miracle. Let's talk. Do you think we should talk about some of the things that could be turned around?
I
think this is a good time. Okay, take it away.
I was just going to say, let's talk about some of the things you can turn around in your life. I got another testimonial right
let's
here.
See
you know,
that.
These are all unsolicited testimonials
that's right.
from our viewers and our listeners.
They just send them in
the congregation.
Yo.
The diaspora of Special Soul
so
Sunday
big.
Is all over the world. We have trillions of followers.
We're it's amazing.
Of them all.
We're the best.
So, you know, if you want to waste your time,
Oh, Jesus.
And missed the first opportunity, the second opportunity, the second, second coming.
What a waste.
And the second, second coming. Okay? Because, you know, there's always a second coming.
By all means, don't wipe your own ass.
So if you want to pay attention to, you know, those other preachers out there on the TV.
Yeah.
And by radio.
We know who they are.
By cell phone, by smartphone.
You know
who
they
are. You can do that, but you're going to miss all the opportunities here on Special Soul Sunday. We have a direct line to go.
Yeah.
For direct, instant, miracle
favor. We're the best.
Okay, so we got this this testimonial from Jackie. She says,
"Hi, Jackie, if you're listening.
I had a list of problems.
Oh my gosh.
And sins that were weighing me down. I was fat. I was unhealthy. Oh. I was sick with several diseases.
Poor dear.
I had so much pain in my body.
Tragic.
All I wanted to do was lay in bed all day and go back to sleep. Oh. I would pray to God, God, please take me now.
Oh dear.
I'm tired of my life.
Oh dear.
I don't feel loved. I don't feel nourished. I don't feel fulfilled.
Wow.
I feel like no one likes me.
Not classy.
I feel like no one understands
me. Not very classy.
I feel like no one wants me to have a good job, to have a nice apartment. And just as a little note here, if you live in an apartment or condo, if you send in for the fourth opportunity now, you can upgrade from your single wide to a double wide.
Right.
Or to a triple wide. This is sort of the prosperity exponential program. This is an
Such
advanced
a good deal.
Workshop we have offshore. So if you have even more money than
Real good
someone
deal.
Like Darlene or whoever the hell's thing I'm reading out.
Darlene's
Jackie.
Later.
Hey, Jackie.
Yeah.
Okay, because Darlene's, I put that aside.
I'm going to do that
later.
We're
going to get to that last. You're not going to believe the story that Darlene told.
Oh, she's amazing.
I mean, that's real prosperity. You talk about an explosion of the absence of sin.
And she has beautiful
and the rushing
tits.
In.
Oh my God.
The avalanche, the tsunami of blessings.
Really amazing story on Darlene.
I'm going to let you tell that one, Catherine. But anyway, Jackie here is going through a list of typical sins and problems.
Hi, Jackie.
And let me just skip through to the end here. Let me just go to the end of Jackie's story.
Get the results.
I've dropped the weight.
Oh my gosh.
I now have a condo.
I'm
debt free. I have two cars.
Oh.
I've started my own home-based business selling the movable blessings of Pastor Pernod. Oh my God.
There you
that's
go.
Amazing.
There
and
you go.
I'm a full partner in Christ.
Instant
a special
miracle.
Soul Sunday.
Instant miracle.
I know what it's like to receive the instant miracle.
Wow.
Thank you so much for saving my life, Jesus. And for Pastor Pernod, Pastor Catherine being the examples who led me through the wilderness. I made it through, didn't know how lost I was until I found you. Isn't that nasty?
Well, she made it through the wilderness.
She got such creative writers out there in
Blessed
Soul Ministry.
Sounded familiar.
Tell us about Darlene before we end the show.
Okay.
Catherine.
Darlene writes, "Dear Catherine, I've watched you for years. You were my idol in Vegas right before your Vegas act failed." Oh my gosh, Darlene. I'm reading this live now on the air. I was very flat-chested. I
Oh my gosh.
Size to revitalize with your beauty Hummer line.
Oh my goodness.
I was at the Christmas dinner.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I heard your compensation plan. I am now one of the top sellers of your beauty Hummers collection.
Wow.
My tits have fully blossomed into
God.
Beautiful, luscious, Christian, sinless breasts. Oh my God.
That's amazing.
And I am a multimillionaire.
Oh my gosh.
Because I took one of the opportunities
Praise Jesus.
The second coming.
Oh my gosh.
To send in all my money. Wow. Darlene, I don't have the time to go through the rest
squishy.
Of her testimonial here, but she has a before and after photo, it's like night and day.
Look at
the first photo.
Ugh.
She is like this.
Ugh.
I'm just gonna say it.
Yuck.
Ugly looking white woman.
Yeah, ugly.
In the second photo, after she sent in the money to Jesus, she's this beautiful, almost African American looking Nubian supermodel princess.
Amazing.
And the breasts are full.
Yeah.
The hair has the salon touch. The nails are not chipped.
Very pretty.
This is a classy black
lady. Very pretty.
As opposed to that ugly, stupid, fat tramp, white trash piece of crap she was before she sent in her money. This is what we're talking about for the instant miracle. And you know what we're going to do is a special free bonus.
Oh my gosh.
I'm opening up the second opportunity for you to send in your money now before
right
the
now.
Show's over.
Right
we
now.
Only have a few more seconds left, so take this opportunity
now. to receive your place in heaven.
Hurry
with a second opportunity.
That's
to send in your money. Get the instant miracle now.
Oh, my gosh.
Turn your life around now.
I love this.
On Special Soul Sunday.
The holy
words that Parenthood would like to end the show with is amen. Thank you for all your Lord-endorsed funds to Special Soul Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Special Soul Sunday.
Bye, now.
Join us next time on Special Soul Sunday on Big Juju Media.